As long as I've been in Sligo, like I've never had the pleasure to meet him, but his name comes up all the time within the trade union movement and within Labour Party, you know, within the Labour Party itself. He's a giant amongst the Labour movement in Sligo. And so we were absolutely delighted that his grandson, Andrew, approached us during the local election. And he actually decided himself and his family had wanted to acknowledge the service of a local individual in Tracy Avenue, where Tommy Higgins himself is from. And they wanted, you know, he's served, this individual has served the community for years, and they wanted to have some recognition of that. So, and for a long time, they think the idea of having some kind of memorial towards Tommy there, you know, towards Tommy Higgins, Andrew's grandfather. So they came up with this idea to have a community recognition award, and it would be very much, in, you know, to fit the way Tommy as a man was, that he didn't revel in any of the kind of glory. He just was an ordinary man that wanted to get on with the hard work, and you know, it was a huge privilege for him, I think, to serve his community.
The work that a lot of that work is still, it's standing the test of time.
Tommy, I suppose, was an elected representative on Sligo County Council and Sligo Corporation for 24 years, and he was mayor three times, and he was chairperson, we'll say, for example, the St. Patrick's Day Parade for 35 years, and like, he was very instrumental in seeing that grow. He was very instrumental in setting up the first housing co-op in Lindale. You know, and I think he was a man that he has garnered huge respect amongst. He first was involved in the ITDW, which later became SIPTU, and you know, he was, and Dan Shaw, like the legendary Dan Shaw, and Teddy McGarry, like they would have been all his contemporaries. That, you know, there was a very, very strong, and I suppose because of people like them, we have the working terms and conditions that we have. It was the hard work of people like, and or like Tommy Higgins, that has an impact, and still we're still the beneficiaries of that, you know. So it's wonderful that he's getting recognised, and I think, you know, from speaking to Tommy's family, from other members of his family to his daughter, that he wasn't a man, like, it's come up before maybe about having a street named after him, and that wasn't who he was. Like, he was a man that, I suppose, held public service in such high regard and such an honour, that, and he didn't look for attention. So this Community Recognition Award is right down his street. So we're, as a party, we're absolutely honoured to be part of it, you know.